According to widespread reports, pro-Gaddafi forces in Libya include mercenaries recruited from other African nations. Loosely defined, a mercenary is a soldier who fights for money rather than a cause or from loyalty or obligation to country. They're usually ex-soldiers hired as bodyguards, though they have also been used in war. José Luis Gómez del Prado is a chairman of the UN Working Group on Mercenaries and joins us on the line from his home near Geneva, Switzerland. And nice to have you today on Talk of the Nation.
Good afternoon.
And who is the modern mercenary?
Modern mercenaries, well, you see, what you have now is a mixture of private contractors, security guards, soldiers for fortune, guns for hire, employees of private military and companies, because private military and security companies now are the modern reincarnation of a long lineage of private providers of physical force. Use of mercenaries in centuries before have been replaced now more and more by the employees of private military and security companies. And they do the same thing. Mercenaries in the 15th, 16th, 17th century, they were there to protect kings and popes. For instance, Louis the 16th, when he was in Versailles, and there was the revolution, he was protected by Swiss mercenaries. Now what you have is the same thing. United States generals in Iraq, President Karzai in Afghanistan, they are protected not by mercenaries, but by employees of private military and security companies. So now you have a mixture of, yes, of mercenaries, which are soldiers for hire, but also of employees that are private contractors, that they have the experience because they have been former military or former CIA agents or former policemen, and they are there for also to be employed by private military and security companies.
Well, what do we know about the alleged use of mercenaries in Libya?
In Libya, yes, there is, I think it's a mixture of all those things. You see, Gaddafi has been contracting for a long time. We have some information, scattered information, but some information that for several years he has been contracting private military and security companies to train his private guard, his Praetorian guard, his Arab Black Legion. And he has contracted the best of the best. For instance, 2 years ago, there was a scandal with a private military and security company in Germany because there were some commandos that have contracted these employees and contract with Gaddafi to train his private guard, and this was unknown by the Germans, by the government, and those were policemen in the commandos the best commandos that you can imagine for anti-terrorist actions. And they just took a holiday and they went to Libya to train the Gaddafi Praetorian Guard. But there are many Africans that have been that are now without jobs, but they have been in many wars, in the Congo's war, in Rwanda, in Chad wars, in Sierra Leone. And that they are unemployed, and many of them they are from Tuaregs. You know that there is a tribe that is in which is scattered in several countries. It's in Libya, but it's also in Chad, in Sudan, and there is in Niger, Mali, even in Algeria. And it's possible that many of those Tuaregs have been contracted by Gaddafi. There is also some information that there would be an Israeli private military and security company that is contracting mercenaries for Gaddafi.
And the use of these mercenaries, why does the UN get involved?
Why we get involved? Because they affect, they have an impact in many issues, but particularly, and this is why I am involved, it has an impact in the violation of human rights. For instance, in Libya, these mercenaries with the troops of Gaddafi, they have been violating human rights. There are persons who would disappear. There are persons that have been tortured. There are persons that that have been arbitrarily detained, etc., etc. So there are a number of violations of human rights that, for Libya itself, it can amount to crimes against humanity. So this is why the UN is involved in this issue with mercenaries, but also with private military and security companies. You Americans, you remember about Blackwater, what they have been doing in Iraq, and how they have been violating human rights, assassinating people there in Iraq, but also in prisons, not only Blackwater, but also in the prison of Abu Ghraib. There were the private security companies that were involved, in addition of the military of the prisons. Khaki and Titan were involved, employees of those two private security companies that were involved in torture.
And has the United Nations brought allegations or charges against anybody, either U.S. Contractors in Iraq or?
We have exerted a lot of pressure on the U.S. government for this issue. We have been following these violations. We have been writing the U.S. government. We have been visiting your country and raising these issues with the Ministry of Justice, with the State Department, with the Pentagon, and even with the Congress. These are issues which are very important, and that these private military and security companies should be regulated, because they are unregulated. There is in your Congress, there is an act that has been studied but has not passed, about the outsourcing act of and it was introduced in 2007. And it didn't pass, and it has been reintroduced now in 2010, and I don't know what is the issue, but apparently there are many interests, because it's a big industry. It's a big, unfortunately, it's a big industry, a lot of money involved, and there are a lot of lobbies there that make pressure so that there is no regulation at the international level, but not only at the international level, at the national level also.
And have you had success in having such laws passed in other countries?
Pardon me?
Have you had any success in getting such laws passed in other countries and reducing the use of mercenaries?
For mercenaries, there is a definition, and which is very difficult to really to put the criteria are very high and very difficult to put to these private military and security companies' employees. And this is the vacuum that exists in international law. So what we have done is elaborate a new convention, and this is under discussion now. And we hope very much that the United States and other countries from Western countries will be really involved in these discussions at the United Nations. Because up to now, they have been very reluctant, reluctant about our work, reluctant about the things that we are doing, and reluctant about any regulatory framework for private military and security companies.
A lot of people might reject the comparison of security forces hired by the U.S. State Department to protect diplomats in Baghdad with mercenary forces hired by Colonel Gaddafi in Libya.
Yes, there is a difference, I admit, but the line is very thin. The line, I'm telling you, is very, very thin, because, and this is where there is a gray line, because what they are doing, mercenaries, what they used to do, is to protect, as I was telling you, kings, popes, etc. And this is the same as they are doing employees of private military and security companies. They are protecting the President Karzai. They are protecting generals of the United States in Iraq, ambassadors, etc., etc. They are not in combat, but if they are attacked, and sometimes when they feel that they are threatened, they pass the line. So this is the line is very, very thin. And particularly in some situations, you know, there is no line. When there are insurgents, there is no line between passive, what they say what is passive protection, and active involvement. So this is, and this is why it needs to be regulated.
Has in the situations, perhaps like we're seeing now in Libya, but earlier you mentioned mercenary troops being used in wars in places like Chad and Congo. Have charges been brought against any of those individuals?
There is only one occasion that there were charges involved about against mercenaries. Yes, there are charges that have been involved against private contractors, security guards. Now in recent years. For mercenaries, there have been, because of the difficulty to apply the definition, the international law definition, the difficulty is tremendous. And this is why we resorted to have a new convention, in which is much clearer. It's not about the definition of the person, but it's the what you are doing. The act that you are committing. So this is it's extremely difficult to say, for instance, and this is why there was this vacuum. You see these private contractors, they are contracted to provide passive protection, you see, and the moment that they commit, for instance, a violation of human rights, in the contract, they were only you cannot apply that they are mercenaries, because in the definition you have to be there to be involved in direct conflict, and this is one of the elements. But there are many other elements that for what you cannot apply, and you cannot bring mercenaries to a court, to a tribunal.
And if you were looking for one area where you might break through, would it be the adoption of a new convention about the use of military force in combat?
No. What we are trying to do is to delineate the functions that can be outsourced, and those functions they cannot be outsourced because they are inherently state functions. And they are so close to the sovereignty of the state, by definition, that a sovereign state is a state that has the monopoly of the use of force. And this is something that you cannot contract out. And those functions are being now more and more contracted out, or if you want the American term, outsourced to the private sector. So this new convention, this new instrument, would delineate the things that can be outsourced and the functions that cannot be outsourced, because they are inherently state functions. And this is more or less what the Congress, some representatives of the Congress of the United States, are trying to do at the national level, and we are trying to do at the international level.
Jose Luis Gomez del Prado, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks to you.
Jose Luis Gomez del Prado chairs a United Nations working group on the use of mercenaries, and he joined us by phone from his home near Geneva. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.